Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to author G.D. Grace's A Touch of Grace, Literary Magic, on Blog Talk Radio.
I am no one special, just an ordinary man with an extraordinary ambition to inspire and touch as many as I can with this incredible life the Master has given. I am humble. I am vulnerable. I am blessed. Let's work today like a Nobel Prize winner. We are born with powerful abilities to shine. Let's stay out of our own way and move towards our destiny. We are made in the image of the Master. It's okay to be great. I call that original piece Images of the Master, and it so fits tonight's guest to a T. But before I introduce him, I'd like to welcome all of you incredible listeners to another inspiring broadcast here on A Touch of Grace. I am your host, GD. Today's date is October 10th, 2013, and the time is 8 p.m. And without further ado, allow me to introduce networking friend who is a model and fitness instructor, as well as CEO and founder of B. Nick Fitness. He goes by the unforgettable name of Brandon Nicholson. Brandon, man, welcome to A Touch of Grace.
Thank you for having me, GD.
So how has the season of autumn been going for you so far, my brother?
It's been a blessed one, and it's only continued to rise and continue to get bigger.
You know what? That's what I always like about you, man. Even all of your posts, they're always so inspirational. And then you look at your physical appearance, you know that you really do take time and care with yourself. So let's get this thing going with the first things first. Where did Brandon Nicholson grow up?
I grew up in Long Beach, California, on the west side of Long Beach, because we've got different sides. We've got the west side, the east side, and the north side. So growing up, man, just, you know, being out there in that atmosphere where I came from, either you're a gangbanger or you're an athlete. So, you know, due to the type of parents that I had and the type of background that I came from, you know, thank God that my parents always had us in sports and, you know, always made a way for us and showed us that, you know, being out there wasn't just about, you know, doing wrong, you know. It's more to it in life than what you see in the ghettos and, you know, small little poverty areas.
Yeah. So the LBC, that's what, you know, Snoop Dogg, he says the LBC. He's referring to Long Beach, California. So I just had
absolutely.
That in there. Yeah, so do you have, I couldn't help myself. So you have brothers and sisters, I take it.
Yes, extremely big family, man. I have, on my mom's side, I have an older brother, and then you have me as the middle child, and I got two twin sisters. And then on my dad's side, man, I got another older brother, and I got two smaller brothers. So, I mean, coming together, man, we got a big family. But I wouldn't, you know,
man,
I wouldn't have it no other way.
You know, I envy you for that because I always wanted like a big, like immediate family with a bunch of brothers and sisters. Are any of them into fitness like you?
I'm the only one that's in, you know, fitness. I have one that's in, you know, doing this thing as far as music. He's a music producer. My two smaller brothers is autistic. My older one, he's traveling right now. He's in Korea. He's a teacher out there. Then as far as my sisters goes, man, they, you know, they're just doing their thing as far as school. We're all deep-rooted, you know, grounded in church and stuff like that. So they help around, you know, the community a lot too. And, you know, doing things like that. But I'm the only one, man, that, you know, I'm the leading example of what it's like to live this lifestyle in my family.
You know, that's fantastic that you're being an example for not only your family, but for so many other people, you know, because I look at that and I know, you know, some of them post be right on it. It's like, you know, get up off your behind and do something because, you know, diabetes and all sorts of things, you know, come with, you know, lack of exercise and, you know, doing something physical, you know. And so, but I also know that, you know, look, you got like one of those six-pack abs and your chest looks like it's not as big as King Kong's. So how long did it take you to get that look? How long did it take you to achieve the physical look that you have going on?
You know what, man, I've always been a fitness guy. I remember in the fifth, sixth grade sneaking out of the house, man, in the garage. We had a weight room set up. My stepdad had a weight room, you know, bench in there in the garage and everything. I remember sneaking out at night pumping iron. So I've always been into, you know, my physique, always been into, you know, lifting weights. So as I got older, man, you know, just, I mean, you know, playing ball my whole life, you know, helped too. But it all started, man, in the fifth, sixth grade. But I always tell people it's not about, you know, where you are. It's about starting. You have to, you know, everybody got to start from somewhere. So there's levels to everything that we do. So whether you start, you know, every day is about progression. So whether you start, you know, at the bottom where you want to lose weight or, you know, mainly, you know, America, man, wants to lose weight. That's the biggest thing. So being with that, you know, you have to start somewhere and you have to have your why. If you don't have a why, man, you're going to fall off track real quick.
Oh, man, I dig that one. And you know what? I'm 51 years old, so I think I've finally gotten my why. So,
absolutely.
So now the thing with you being fitness, you know, that's real cool. You motivate yourself. You have that within you. So how did you get started as a professional trainer? I mean, when did it change over from I'm taking care of me, now I want to kind of help other people?
Good question. I got started, man, when I came back from playing ball. When I say playing ball, I was playing after college. I did 3 years at the arena professional level. I came back from there. I got a job. I was working in a neighborhood market. This market in my area is well known. It's one of those, you know, like health organic type of market. So obviously everybody that's coming in there is into they, you know, health and into what they look like. I started in there, you know, I mean, you got to start somewhere. You got to do what you got to do until you can do what you love. So I gave myself, you know, about a year, less than a year to go in there and to sell myself in there. So everything, you know, kind of took off, man, when I got into that market. And, you know, I ended up leaving my job, thanks to God, man, within like 9 months. 9 months I left that job and I had 17, about 18, you know, clients to work with. From there, you know, everything just took off from there. And I continue to expand, I continue to grow. And still to this day, you know, I'm still growing and expanding. So that's how I started, just from a neighborhood market. And work my way on up.
You know what? That's inspiring. And, you know, and how well articulate you speak it. You know, you could tell that it was just like that. And it was an ambition inside of you. How did you come up with the name B-Nick Fitness? Is there a story behind that B-Nick? Or?
Well, B-Nick, you know, Brandon, and then Nicholson, you know, so that's my athlete name. So I just kind of flipped that and put that into, you know, using that as my fitness name. That's what everybody calls me. Like, I even forget sometimes, man, my real name. You know, when I'm out in the streets or whatnot or, you know, traveling around, oh, that's B. Nick. And I'm looking like, huh? My parents named me Brandon Nicholson, man. But, you know, it's kind of like a stage name. So that's the name that I chose.
It's what they gave you. That's what makes it. It's almost like GD. You know, people gave me GD because that's like my first initial and my middle initial. But, you know, I followed the well, before I ask this question, I wanted to ask you a question about your football career. So you played indoor football?
Yes, correct.
Okay, which team did you play for?
I played for the LA Avengers in 2009, 2010, and then the other 2 years I signed with the Fresno Coyotes team out in Fresno, California.
Oh, wow. What? So you've been an athlete, like you said, since about the sixth grade or so. You know, I always look at – I'm not really into sports per se, but, you know, I do root for the 49ers. I got to get that out there right now. But, you know, you guys take a lot of hits out there. Is it any is indoor arena football any different than the NFL? I mean, do you guys take as many hard hits out there as they do in the big league?
Oh, man, that lead is crazier. This is a lead that we're talking about. It's a 50-yard football game. It's indoors.
Wow.
So, therefore, you're getting hit over the top, man. You're flying through you know, I mean, pretty much dang near, man, you get hit the sideline, you could get hit into the stands because that's how close your fans are, you know, on the field. So, I mean, that, man, you talking, I mean, at least, you know, the NFL level, the field is longer, you know, the length is longer. So, therefore, you're not, you know, you ain't got to worry about getting hit into the fans and stuff like that. And then you run, you know, obviously you out of bounds, but there's no considered out of bounds in this league, man.
Wow. I swear, it looks like, and when hearing you describe that was always something that I thought about. I'm like, you guys have to have good foot breaks to be able to stop from ramming into some of them walls. You know, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is so crazy. And you know what, man? I thank God because there's been so many injuries, man, that I have witnessed. And there's been, you know, some people didn't even make it, man. And I just thank God for always protecting me and keeping me, you know. I mean, that's our job to go out there and perform. You just never know. I mean, life is short, man. You go out there and that could be your last play, you know. So,
you know.
But we all know that coming into it. That's what we signed up for. But, you know, I mean, just thank God, man, for always, you know, protecting me and always getting me back, you know, safe and sound.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I believe in, like, karma, and I believe that what we put out here into the universe, you know, it does come back to us, and I could tell that you really got that spiritual thing going, and that's just beautiful. That really is what is it, because, I mean, for somebody that looks like you, you could easily, and a lot of people are, there's an arrogance that floats around, but that doesn't, I don't get that from you. Even with your posts and everything, it comes from a very humble place. So Dwayne The Rock Johnson on Twitter, I follow him. He starts his day around, I think it's like 4 in the morning. What time does Brandon Nicholson's day start?
It just depends on, you know, the different days that I got to be out training. But a normal day for me, man, I'm getting up about 5 o'clock.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm getting up about 5 o'clock. I got a normal routine, you know. I get up and I thank God for another day that wasn't promised for me to see. I mean, we always take days for granted, you know. It's like
right.
We're supposed to make it to tomorrow. That's not true, man. A lot of people didn't make it to this morning. They didn't wake up, you know. So I got to do that first, and then after that, everything else, you know, will take its place and follow.
That's true. That's very true. So now, you know, we know a little bit about a lot more than we did know about your athletic and that piece. But let's talk about this modeling piece, okay? How did you get into modeling?
Modeling started, we're going back to Model Mayhem. I always tell, you know, up and coming, you know, models, they always ask me, well, Brandon, how did you get started? You know, nowadays, man, social media is crazy. You could use the social media platform and you know, get seen a little bit any and everywhere just through the exposure, you know, of it. But I started off, you know, doing the Model Mayhem, and it's crazy because my very first shoot, my first contact was by a guy named Martin Ryder, who's in Hollywood, California. Martin is one of the biggest photographers that you can work with. He reached out to me. Yeah, he reached out to me, man, for the first shoot. And I didn't know what to expect. You know, I always knew I liked to take pictures. I always had, you know, some of my homeboys in college, like, talk about me. Man, we like to take a lot of pictures. You might as well go into model and get paid for it, you know. But playing ball, you know, I never thought of that. So he reached out to me. I met with him. I didn't even know what was going on. I didn't know his background. I did my research on him and everything. And the first shoot was my biggest shoot, man, and it was crazy. After the first shoot, I took off from there. I started, you know, that was my job. You know, for a full year straight, man, every weekend I was flying to different states and different cities, getting paid just to get, you know, photos taken of me, which I thought was crazy. You know, like I said, I take a lot of pictures of myself, but it's crazy, man, at the favor, you know, that you could have upon your life. And people, you know, to see you and embrace you and want to work with you and pay you for being you.
Wow. Is it the way you said that, because it's really true. But mm-hmm. something else too, I know that, you know, I've been a fan of Tyson Beckford for many years, and he does a lot of work in the area of modeling. So I know that has done the runway work. Have you ever did any runway gigs where you're walking down the runway?
I did a few, man, but the problem with me, my physique, I can't fit the clothes. That's what they, you know, they quick to tell me that. So they say, oh, mm-hmm. we love your look, but we just can't, you know, you can't fit into our clothes. So, you know, I mean, to me, that's a compliment. That's a compliment. That's letting me know that what I'm doing and what I'm trying to achieve health-wise is, you know, working. And that's to gain muscle and gain size and be an inspiration, you know, in this fitness world.
Oh, most definitely. So I'm pretty sure that you have, like, a lot of female fans out there. I mean, in all honesty, I have to be honest with you. When you're walking down the street, the beach, or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. I know women come on to you. I know they do.
Yeah, you know, the thing about me, I have a lot of women who embrace me, but I have a lot of men who embrace me, too. And it's not that
okay.
Yeah, so, you know, I get both sexes, man. And then kids, too. Kids look up to me, and the main question that I get, excuse me, sir, are you in the NFL? And it throws me for a loop, man, because, you know, people go on what you look like. And then, you know, from the physique and everything, your appearance, and they automatically assume that you're a professional ball player. But, yeah, so it's like, you know, when you for people,
yeah.
people are always going to be for you. So that's what I've always been taught, and I'm a firm believer in that. So I have no beef with nobody, man. I love and embrace everybody, and, you know, and I get that in return.
You say, you know what, you say that, why don't you? You know, like I said, you know, I didn't know whether or not when I kind of reached out, you know, it's always
mm-hmm.
An honor or a blessing when people decide that they want to do the show, you know. And I wanted to do that. You know, when I first started out the show, it was just, you know, with the authors. But I felt like I wanted to expand and talk about different subjects. And for me, health and fitness is really something for me. It's like I'm not there just yet. You know, I had gotten
mm-hmm.
up running for I got up to 8 miles at one point in time, and I know that there's like a natural high that you get after you. Yeah. So you get that every day, huh?
Yeah, man. There's nothing like you said, man. It's a natural high, but when working out, it's an investment in yourself. All the stress
right.
that we deal with, man, everything that, you know, we deal in everyday life, you put that into, you know, your workouts. You use that for your motivation. You use your pain, you know, to push through that equals your, you know, to your success. So I love it, man. I love it. I love when, like you said, you know, building up to doing those mile runs. Eventually after that, if you keep to it, because it's all about progression, don't look back. I mean, you in competition with your own self, you know. It's not about you trying to get to where I'm trying to get to. I tell people all the time, it's not about who can have the biggest muscles. I don't care about that. It's about,
right.
you know, it's about setting goals and achieving those goals, you know, and nothing comes easy. I mean, you know, you know that. Nothing comes easy,
well,
man, that's worth keeping, you know. So,
you know, I like some things that you said. I like a lot of what you said. I mean, God, you are just such an inspirational brother, I got to tell you. When you were talking about social media, you know, how vast the opportunities are out there if you decide to take a chance on yourself and then, like you said, make an investment in yourself. you know. Mm-hmm. And you started off with a place that was similar to Whole Foods. I mean, you were in the right place at the right time, you know, is what it sounds like to me. Mm-hmm. So do you have a pretty strict diet?
As far as dieting, just make sure it's clean. I'm not on a bodybuilder status because that's not what I'm called to be. When I say clean, I mean, you know, you salads, you know, whatever. Make your own salad because you know it's fresh. When people tend to go get salads from, you know, fast food places, it's not fresh salad. So, therefore, you're not getting the most out of your salad. So, you know, as far as my eating, man, it's a lot of bacon grill. I don't do anything fried. I'm not a fan. I'm not going to stay away from carbs because, brother, like myself, I'm still gaining muscle. So it just depends on one's goals. You know, your goals is totally different from mine because I'm still building. And in your sense, you know, it's more so weight loss and toning.
You got to find out what works for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know what? So that's the diet. And there was something else I was going to ask you. Is there somebody out there in the public eye that really inspires you?
Yeah. I have to say my mom, man. Because without her and, you know, growing up and becoming a man, without her godly teachings and, you know, the type of raising that she had brought us through and, you know, has helped me as a man and has helped me, you know, as far as my business. I mean, we go through so much, like I said, you know, every day. She, you know, from what I learned, you know, from her, still learning from her, she's learned to keep me rooted and grounded. And then all, you know, always goes back to having faith. At the end of the day, if you don't have faith, man, you don't have anything. So, you know, oh, yeah, that's big. So, you know, I have to, you know, tip my hat off to say my mom.
Well, you know what? Your mom is a remarkable woman because she really did raise a very well-rounded, very humble man. And you're definitely out there touching a lot of lives. I mean, I get a kick out of seeing a lot of the posts that you have. And when I posted some of the posts that you post and share them with other people, give them an opportunity to become inspired as well. So what is next on the horizon for Brandon Nicholson?
Next, we want to put out DVDs. I'll be touring in 2014 to different cities, you know. I just want to get more out there. I want to get more involved outside of my community. When I took upon, you know, doing what I'm doing, just because I'm in California don't mean I just have to touch life in California. I want to go to, you know, the South. I want to go to, you know, outside of the country. I want to go worldwide with my training. And I want to save, you know, if I could save one life, man, that's all I care about. You know, that's just letting me know that I'm on the right path and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So 2014 would be a bigger year for me. You can catch me touring, you know. Like I said, DVDs to be put out. And I got a lot of, you know, great ideas, you know, coming for as far as kids. I'm getting the kids in the works, too, because you can't forget about them because that's, you know, that's our upcoming, you know, youth today. So that's the future.
And, you know, when you say kids, I'm glad you brought that subject up, too, that there is an obesity crisis in children. And I'm so glad that you're out there and you want to inspire because people, you know, McDonald's and things like that used to be every now and then for us when we were growing up. Like, I'm 51 years old. I know that it could probably be my son, maybe even my grandson. yeah, I'm dating myself now. But, you know, a lot of these kids are eating too much. And to me, it is, you know, on the parents that allow their kids to eat whatever they want. Because you've got kids that are type 2 diabetes, like it's an epidemic.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's sickening.
Oh, yeah. So you don't have any kids, do you?
Yeah, actually I do. I have a boy. He's 10 months. That's mm-hmm. my stuff, man. That's my blessing. That's more
all
motivation.
Right.
Or, yeah, that's more motivation for me to just keep doing what I'm doing because now I've got a little one looking after me. So, yeah, my baby is here, man, and it's been a blessing.
All right, how old is he?
He's 10 months.
Oh, wow, he's brand new. My cousin, first cousin actually works with a lot of youth, and he and his wife just had a baby, too, and he loves being a dad. He gets so excited about that. But one thing I can honestly say, you know, with guys like him and you and a few brothers out there that I network with on Facebook, you know, there are brothers out there that love their kids and they're really making a difference in their kids' lives, you know. And I just
mm-hmm.
can't praise you guys enough for that. I just really can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, for the listeners out there that are listening right now, is there a message, a motivational message that you would want to leave someone when they go back and listen to this broadcast? Something that they could take away to, you know, add light over any hopelessness and get them inspired to get up off the couch, to move?
Yeah, absolutely. Just to let people know that it doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter if you didn't have the right parenting, the right background, or whatever had happened in your previous life. Tomorrow's a new day. Tomorrow's a new opportunity. Tomorrow's a new day to grow. It's not over until God said that it's over. And like I tell a lot of people, it all starts with your mentality. If you could change that, then you could, changing your whole mindset. The mindset comes, you know, and then the body comes. I always tell people our mouth is the most powerful tool that we have on our body. You need to learn to start speaking things into existence. Nothing has a time frame on it or a time limit on it, you know, in life. And I always tell people, always surround yourself with good people. Surround yourself with people who believe in you. Life is already tough enough, you know, just going out there, you know, with the daily struggles with other people who don't want to see us succeed. It's not time to beat yourself up. A new year is about to kick in. So, therefore, you need a new way, you know, to change your mentality of thinking. Get with new people, you know, might have to change your friends up. So, you know, it's never too late. I deal with this stuff all day long as far as weight loss. Like I said, when you change your mindset, you're going to change your life. And I'll leave them with that.
Okay, so listeners, I could have just kept hearing him talking on and on and on because it's those type of words that is food for thought for the mental. You know, and I'm an avid believer of that. And I have to say that, Brandon, you have been an incredible guest this evening, and you're welcome here. I mean, whenever you get your DVDs and everything out there, and I have an actual blog and a promotion, you know, it's real easy to just, you know, give back to people and just do it for just, you know, believing in what they do because it does come back to you. So I just want to say that it has been a charming 30 minutes with you, and I'm certainly inspired a little bit more, and I just want to say thank you for dropping by A Touch of Grace, and you stay in touch, my friend, all right?
Absolutely, and thank you, GD, for having me on the show tonight. It wouldn't be possible, man, if it wasn't for you. So God bless you as well, my brother.
All right, and God bless you, my brother, and you have a great evening and a great rest of the week.
Thank you. Be blessed.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. That was Brandon Nichols. And I have to tell you right now, what an inspiration that was. We've got some more shows coming up on Thursday and Friday. Tomorrow's show at 8 o'clock is going to be with author Anthony Pathfinder. And then we're going to have another show on Saturday. And that show is with the filmmaker, Marlon Mikulski. So I hope I said his name right. But anyway, thank you for supporting the show. God bless you and your family. Stay blessed.